to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we were just talking before I hit the record button about one of our students. Can you tell the story again? Like, and then tell me what he said, because I stopped you.
And this, I mean, this is just a random, because I hear this constantly, and I just want to say I've done this.
Yeah.
And I think everyone out there has done this too. So one of the things is, the story goes, he's going to up his exercise. And he said, I'm ready to take it to the next level. So he's going to add some cross training in. And then he also mentioned, I also hope this helps me lose weight. And this is a really common theme. And we're just about to go into the holidays.
Right.
So my response was, learn to start eating for performance rather than eating as a reward. When it comes to exercise, like if we could all eat like it's race week, think of how much better we would feel all of the time. Race week, not post-race, right? Because so many people, as many marathons as I've done myself, as I've trained people for, one of the constant themes is I cannot wait for my post-marathon meal or I mean? And I've earned it, like this feeling I've earned it. And you have, don't get me wrong, like the joy and the fun, I'm not taking that away. But during training, you're eating more like, well, I have to do a long run tomorrow. I want to be hydrated. Let me see also like testing fuels, whether it's going to be like, I'm going to try this gel tomorrow, or I'm going to make sure because I'm doing a long run, I'm going to eat healthier. It's just the way we all feel.
Right. So, maybe I'm going to eat breakfast, or I'm going to have a little bit of a late night protein snacks so that when I get up, I don't have to have breakfast because I don't usually, you know, things like that. We change up how we eat.
And instead of, and by the way, this is really funny because I've been eating like this for so many years. You know, I wake up and work out. My thing is I'm an early morning person.
Yeah.
A lot of times I work out more than once a day. But the first workout of my day is the first thing in the morning. And I'm one of those people that I know what I can eat at night so that I can wake up and work out. And that took a while. That was test and retest.
Yeah.
I also know what I should not eat the night before if I want to get up and have a good workout the next day. And unfortunately, it's so much easier to find that.
Yeah.
And so much more fun.
Yes.
So, and you know, I've gone through, like, we've seen all the crazes, you know, you and I've been around a long time. So we've seen like the high carb, the low fat, the high fat, the sugars, the no sugars.
Yes.
We've seen those all. And I've tried them all, by the way, in my own training, because it's easier to help other people when you've seen it. But what's really fun, and this is for everybody, when you start to switch your mindset of eating as a reward for exercise, you actually start to look at food differently, right? I mean,
so eating for performance rather than, so I just, that you kind of said that backwards. More like changing your mindset that I'm eating for performance.
Yeah. So if I'm going to eat this, how will it make me feel in my run or in my workout or whatever it is I'm doing, rather than, and by the way, this is kind of funny because someone posted in the group yesterday that a woman ran the New York Marathon and she decided that whatever they were offering on the course, she was going to have it.
Uh-oh.
Whatever food, whatever drink, she said, just having fun. And she fundraised. So she was just having fun with the marathon. And she ended up taking in 7 alcoholic beverages. And she said she had quite the buzz. And she then also, anyway, it wasn't very healthy, obviously, but she but she said, I also took 2 waters and Gatorades and whatnot. So one of the things that I would personally not do that myself, because I don't drink. So it would be really hard for me to do that. But my point is some people like to do things for fun and challenge themselves. It should not be normal. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to know a lot of people. So we're like, oh, wow, that's a one. Like most of us wouldn't do that. But I do know a lot of people, including myself, that when I first got into marathon training, everyone's like, you can just eat whatever you want.
Right.
Like, you're running so much, just whatever you want, you can just eat.
And when I was grueling through that long run, I would tell myself, bacon, you can go have bacon. that's my little mantra. I'm run for bacon. And that's because I would come home to the smell of bacon. That was like my deal with my husband. So no, I get it. How do you think, I know you can't speak for everybody. This is a big deal, guys. Like, we don't give diets because everybody's different.
Yeah, like Valerie said,
she gets up and doesn't have anything. She has a cup of coffee. I can't have anything personally when I was working out with her in the morning. Some people have to have like a banana or something. So what we're going to talk about is not a diet regime or anything you need to do. This is just, I wanted to ask her some questions. So take this, guys, as a way to question yourself. So Valerie, if I were going to coach with you and I wanted to start like our member was, or even myself, whatever, and I wanted to start eating for performance, what kind of things would you recommend that I try? What would you, as my coach, recommend?
Sure. I would ask you, what do you normally eat? Because this is also really important. And we did this the other day. By the way, we've got a really great group of people in our community. So if you ask a question like, hey, what do you guys eat before you work out? You will get 10 recipes.
Yes, you will.
And so, but you have to be careful because you can't go, oh, well, she eats that and has a really good race. Right. Surely it'll work for me. But you can also try things to see what does work for you. So the fun part is, first, let's see what you're eating. Like, let's see how you normally eat. Mm-hmm. And then let's start playing around with trying different things before and after workouts. Like some people, like you said, you don't eat before you work out. Other people have to eat before they work out. Some people have never tried it. You know, maybe you want to try eating before you work out, see how you feel. So these are the things that we'll test, that you'll test, and then you come back with data. Like, this felt great. This didn't work for me. So what starts to happen is you yourself see your food also differently. Because then instead of like rewarding, it's not about the, you know, like, I'm only doing this workout so I can eat. You start going, okay,
I want to go to the Christmas party or whatever.
Right. But you can have those days. Don't get, you know, have fun, guys. Yeah. But in general, you'll start to go, okay, this felt really good. Like, I felt like, for me, I'm a coffee person, but as I've gotten older, I cannot drink a whole cup of coffee and then immediately run. It has to be a little bit of like time lapse, but I used to, no problem. So keep that in mind, that things will change. Also, if you're doing an interval workout versus a long run.
I was just going to ask that, if it's a different, do you eat differently for different kinds of workouts? So you're saying yes.
And you know, how much time do I need between meals? So everyone, remember, it used to be like with swimming, like don't eat.
Yeah.
You couldn't, what was it, like an hour or 2 hours?
It was an hour. You had to wait an hour before you could
swim. But everyone ate and swam when they were kids. Like, even if, you know. So I always say, like, you have to, start doing things like, okay, I'm going to run at 5 p.m. Maybe you're not an early morning person. So what time am I going to eat lunch? How did my run feel? What did I eat for lunch? So then we start playing with that way more than what, you know, how, instead of thinking your whole workout, I can't wait till after I work out and I'm going to eat this. You start thinking, okay, my workout's feeling really good. Here's what I had for lunch. Then you start planning, you start becoming a meal planner, by the way. It's default. And, you know, one of the things I tell people is the reason we don't talk about diet is I don't believe in diet. We do lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So, and it's really fun because once you start figuring out like what foods work for you, then those are the foods, you know, you can eat. And like you and I aren't going to eat the same food. I don't think we have the same flavor. Right.
So, right.
And I'll say this too. Like, we have people, in fact, just this morning, I have a woman on the other end where she's like, she wants to gain weight. So everyone's like, eat protein.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not that simple.
right. But I mean, it's just funny that I know when you said that, I'm like, yeah, I said, yeah, because I know that's what everybody would say. What's really interesting too, and this would be kind of a way to experiment, guys, is I've done this before, what she's talking about, where I know I have a fight, I'm going to run after work, and maybe I have a salad for lunch, a big salad. Maybe I don't have any protein in the salad, or I have very little protein in the salad. And then maybe you don't run as well. But then the next go around, you have some like a good amount of protein and some complex carbs or something, and you run great. Those are the kind of experiments I'm talking about. Like when I did start to do longer runs and I did have to eat something before I went on my longer run, I had to get up. It sucked, but I had to get up like 2 or 3 hours before, because I couldn't, like you, I couldn't eat and then go run. So I had to like get up and I'd grab I just needed some protein. So I'd grab peanut butter on a piece of bread and I would just eat it like half asleep at like 3 in the morning. So I could get up at 5 and then go for my long run. And it was a better run because my body had some protein in it. But some people can't stand protein, right? Some people, carbs are going to be bad for, or, you know, be hard on them. Some people, you know, I used to always regret if I had Mexican food the night before, you know, those kind of things. So you got to change it up. But I think it's also important to look at not limiting what you eat. Like not, like you said, like don't eat to lose weight, eat for performance. So don't be thinking, well, I have to eat a salad because I really want to cut my calories.
Yeah, because
right?
To be honest, I would not eat a salad before I run. No way.
Good point. Okay. Yeah. And so what would be your thought behind that? Just because it would just be too much roughage and make you upset?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, like, then you got to start thinking like, if the food I'm eating is going to give my stomach and my digestive system a workout, that's going to take away from my workout.
That's a good point.
That's where that, by the way, that's why they invented gels and simple carbs. It's honestly, I mean, seriously. And, but you, again, like you've got to play with it. And I'll say this, cause I went to college, when I started college 1990, those of you that's 35 years ago,
I got you beat 85.
I was a kinesiology major and a nutrition minor.
Right.
One of my professors said, you guys should drink chocolate milk after a workout. And I was like, ew.
Yeah.
Because that just didn't sound really tasty to me, to Valerie. He also said, and you should have Snickers because it's got peanuts for protein. And I was like, now that I can get behind.
Yeah.
And what's funny is he was part of the group and team that created what's now called Muscle Milk.
Okay.
Really started,
which I did like. I always liked that.
Right. But when it started, he was just telling me to drink chocolate milk because it was a good mix of carb, fat, and protein. Mm-hmm. And most people liked the flavor because it was, you know, sweeter. So it's how you can, and then, you know, it was funny with the Snickers because then Power Bar came out. And they were the first people, they were the first like a bar besides for bodybuilders that was all protein. So then the Power Bar came out and it was carbs for runners. And my professor's like, don't waste your money. Eat Snickers.
Eat a Snickers. Yeah.
Yeah. And but 35 years later, we know it's much better to eat something better than a Snickers, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
However, the simplicity of what we need is hasn't changed. We still just need, you know, protein, carbs, and sugars. So I always tell people just, you gotta play with it. You gotta test it and be careful listening to every person out there.
Yeah. And if you run with a group or you have a friend that you know, it's really easy to say, well, what do you use and maybe try it, but you can't, you know, it's still your run. And we've said this before. I used to say this all the time with the group I ran with is, yes, you and I are going to run together. You and I are going to train together. I'm going to try what you try. You're going to try what I try, you know, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, it's still you have to run your own run. Nobody's going to get in your shoes and do it for you. And if your friend has a good day, are you going to hold them back? That kind of thing. So really try to take ownership, I guess, of your diet along with your run. And like you said, try those things, try those ideas that really are, what other things, like obviously protein's good.
Well,
you mentioned fat.
Right. What I was going to say, it's so overwhelming right now. Like if you walk into, well, now everybody's online. So that's, I guess one thing, but if you also walk, even at the grocery store, there's so many bars and drinks. And I mean, it's a little overwhelming. And so this is why you ask your friend that runs, right?
Because
like you try
kind of narrows it down.
It was a lot easier back in the day when there was only goo. Like, yeah, there wasn't all these others. And I'm just kidding, because there's so many good things out there. So I always tell people, first, find what the race is going to serve. Because if you're going to eat whatever, if you're going to have during the race, whatever the race is having, you want to train with that. That's important. Two, decide if you want to use gels or regular food. You know, just, you have to kind of have these, because you don't want to wait till race day to try gels. You want to try them in your training. Mm-hmm. And so, yes. And this is things too. So like, I'm a big fan of all three: protein, carbs, and fat. And,
okay.
Right. And I get a, mm-hmm. for me, it's like avocados. I love avocados. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of fat from that. But a lot of people don't. They want to get something else. So again, we go back into, let me see what you're eating. And then we can always give recommendations and things to try. Like, I love white rice. Some people don't like it. So I'm like, you can't just say, well, I mean, this is funny. Even when I first met my husband, I would cook for dinner, chicken, rice, and steamed vegetables. And if you asked him today, what was the last meal Valerie cooked? He would say, chicken, rice, vegetables.
And what's so funny is I like rice too, but my husband likes potatoes. So it's always chicken and potatoes.
So we have, but like, I'll eat, my husband loves mashed potatoes. So we have potatoes also. But my point is, for years, people were like, you can't have rice. You've got to have brown rice. You've got to have whole grain. And I'm like, have whatever you want, whatever works for you.
Right.
In general, whatever rice it is, I'm still like, protein, a simple starch, and steamed vegetables. Like, that's still what I mean, because it works. So I always say, but for race days, let's play around with what works as well. And then also, that way you're not all of a sudden trying something new on race day. That's what's really important. And, you know, what I've seen, and this is fun too, I started out in the high carb world. I grew up when it was fun. Everybody was eating bagels, and this was in the 90s. Like, it was all carbs. And then what people were missing out on, honestly, was too much carb. You can't have too much of anything, right? Moderation. But people, runners themselves, weren't getting enough proteins and fats. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times protein had stigma, right? Protein was for meatheads. Protein was for weightlifters and bodybuilders. They did all that high protein. We need carbs for endurance. Well, you need it all. You need all three. It's just finding the balance. And then the fat is so important. And especially, I think, with women and men too, but it was so, like, you perform better when you start to get thinner when you run for endurance. Mm-hmm. So then all of a sudden you're going low, right? We went through that low fat craze. Well, then people's performance started dropping. So then they were like, no, you do need fat. So then all of a sudden people were like, I'm only eating fat and protein. And I'm not having any carbs. Like, we've seen all of these, you know, I've seen it all. I've seen the ketos and the paleos and all of that. Yep. And then I tell people, really, you've got to find what works for you, because some people do really well with, you know, more starch, less or whatever. So just like you said that earlier. So we just know that what works the best is balance.
And change it up depending on what the intention is of your run. Like you said, if it's an interval, if it's a long run, if it's an easy, I want to just, you know, de-stress or whatever the case may be. But one last thing that I think you'll agree with is the one thing that I don't think runners do enough of is drink water. This was something you and I were talking about recently, and I've been trying to drink more of it. And I'm amazed at how much better I feel when I focus on just water.
Staying hydrated.
And I know you don't necessarily take a lot of water with you when you run, because you try to stay hydrated all day long, right?
Well, so to be fair, I do run where there's a water fountain.
But that's one of those things where I think people start to focus too much on the gels and the goo and the food and the, you know, the salt shoes or whatever they need. You get all in, just like the shoes, you get all into the fads and you forget the essentials, which is your form, paramount to your shoe, and your water is paramount to any goo or anything else. Really, that's hydration is truly important. When you're out there. And so I'm just going to kind of wrap it up with that, guys, that if you are looking for, like, what does Valerie eat? What is her diet? And she'll tell you, you know, and I've traveled with her. It's, you know, very simple food, very, you know, she doesn't have a ton of carbs, but she mixes it up and she's not picky. She lets me have the bacon off of her cheeseburgers, which I always appreciate. But like, we both like guacamole and things like that. So, I mean, she's not a picky eater by any stretch of the imagination. I will say though, that you're a simple eater.
And I eat the same thing.
Same thing.
A lot.
And yeah. And in a lot of ways, I think that's what makes it easier for her. She knows what works. So she keeps that, those simple things, but she also has her splurges. What were you saying the other day is your big nemesis?
Chocolate.
Chocolate cake, right? So everybody.
Like, yeah. But that's what I tell people. It's not, I'm not ever telling you not, I don't ever tell people not to, I just say, right, let's balance and let's find
when
it's worth having the celebration meal. And when it's worth using your food as fuel.
Absolutely. So that's what I'd like you guys, as you're coming into the holidays and you're doing those things and you're going to think, oh, I've got that party, I need to go for a run for the party. You know, yes and no, but just try not to, if your goal is to maybe make it through the holidays without putting on weight, moderation in all things. You can still enjoy wine. You can still enjoy, you know, alcohol and sweets and whatever you need to, but just try to keep it in moderation. One last thing I'll bring up, because the gentleman that brought this up on the thread is somebody that I coached mentally about a year ago. And hopefully he's listening and I'm going to remind him. I helped him because what I told him was, a lot of times we eat unconsciously, like, and it's so easy. You walk by a bowl of chips and you grab a bunch. You're thirsty and you actually grab something to eat instead of grabbing some water. So what I told him to do is to write down ahead of time, tomorrow I'm going to have this for breakfast, this for lunch, and this for dinner. And you write it down. You say, you plan for it. Like she said, you plan for it. Now, if you plan for, say, tuna fish, right, for lunch, and then lunch comes around and I don't want tuna fish, I want a peanut butter sandwich. You can have that peanut butter sandwich, but you have to stop and kind of ask yourself, why aren't you eating the tuna fish? Why are, you know, what's going on? Because a lot of times, guys, it's mental. This is where the mental side of things come in. Maybe you think tuna fish isn't going to be enough protein for my run. Maybe you think, like I used to, nobody tells me what to eat, even me, right? I was very, very, so it really helped him to be more conscious of what he was eating. And so that's another thing Valerie's talking about, is eating for, not for weight loss, but eating for performance. If you actually try to bring it in, just like you should go out for a run with intention, you know, have that be part of your training. I think it can really help you through these holidays to get your training in, to still do what you need to do and not come out feeling like you lost 2 months. I guess that's what it all comes down to, right?
Sure.
So have guys, yeah. And please, when it's all said and done, have fun. It is the holidays. Join us next week. We're going to be talking about some other topics. If you like our podcast, please like and subscribe, share it with your friends. We try to keep this short, guys, so that you can put it on your headset as you get ready. Maybe you're doing your warm up like you should be doing. Maybe you're driving to a track to meet some friends. But we try to keep it short so you get a little bit of inspiration before you get out there. And you have a great week. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.